This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so this week's Parsha share, I promised in the beginning of the Halacha share, what on earth is the connection to the halachic topic tonight of Nishmas Kol Chai? So here we go. In the introduction to the book on Nishmas by Yisrael Besser, he quotes a magnificent idea. I was quite taken by the idea, so I got in touch with Rabbi Besser. I managed to get the email, and we exchanged emails, and I asked him whose idea was it? Was it his idea? And he quoted his Rebbe. He said, Rabbi Aaron Tabak, I don't know who that is, but he's not 100% sure, but he thinks he heard it from him. But let me share with you this idea. The parasha begins, Chai Sora, Vayiyu Chai Sora, Me'al Shonov, Esrim Shonov, Sheva Shonov, Shnei Chayei Sora, famous opening posuk of this week's parasha. Rashi, in the first box, if you've got it there in front of you, if you're listening online, please do email me, j.golk@gmail.com, and I'll send you the handout. Rashi famously says, he's troubled by the wording of the pasuk. Why the repetition of the word shana? Vayihu chayi sara, me'a shana, ve'esrim shana, ve'sheva shanim. Why it's shana three times, says Rashi. Lakach nichtav shana b'chol klal b'klal. It repeats the word shana to every stage, to teach us shekol echod nidrash la'atzma, that each stage is darshan by itself, basmeya kabas esrim lachet, that when Sora was 100, she was as pure from sin as she was as a 20-year-old when a person becomes culpable b'dei shemaim, and ma bas esrim lochato shari ena bas einshin af basmeya lochato lachet, or bas esrim kabas sheva liyofi, and she was like a 7-year-old in respect to yofi. Okay, that's the famous Rashi. Bas Meir Kabas Esrim. Now, Rabbi Besser tells the following story, that a guy knocks on his front door and he's collecting. So Rabbi Besser wants to give him a few pounds or wants to give him something. He's in Canada, so no doubt it's dollars. And the guy says to him, look, if you allow me in and I'll share with you a Dvar Torah, then if you like the Dvar Torah, then maybe you'll add a little bit. So Rabbi Besser is taken by the challenge. The guy comes in and tells him this vort. He says, which perek of Tehillim do people say when they need the Yeshua, when they need the salvation? So the go-to perek is Tehillim Perek Chof, which is Ya'ancho Hashem b'yom tzara. Hashem Hoshiah Melech Ya'aneinu b'yom koreinu. Ya'ancho Hashem b'yom tzara. That's Tehillim Perek Chof. Which perek of Tehillim do we say when we want to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his kindness to us? Again, the answer is Tehillim Perek Kuf. Perek Kuf, which is Mizmor L'Soda Horil Hashem Kol Haaretz Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. So for times of Yeshua, when we need a certain salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Perek Chof, Ya'ancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. And when we want to thank and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kindness that he's done for us, we say Perek Kuf, Mizmor L'Soda. Now, for 99% of us, there is a difference in the way people recite these two kapitlach of Tehillim. When we're in an eis sorah, when we're in a difficult situation, we scream out, we shout out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cry from the very depths of our hearts with sincerity, with passion, Ya'ancho Hashem b'yom tzorah. We're desperate. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Yeshua, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the bracha, the bounty, whatever it may be, often the way in which we recite our praises and our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with the same intensity as when we were in the Torah in the first place. Therefore, this fellow said to Rabbi Yisrael Besser, Sora Imenu was not like that. Sora Imenu was Basmea Kabas Esrim. Basmea, when she said the praises Mizmor L'Soida, Horiu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz, Yivdus Hashem B'Simcha, etc. Perek Kuf, she said that with the same intensity as Perek Chof. She was Basmea, Bas Kuf if you like, as she was Bas Esrim, the 20th Perek of Tehillim. And that's the challenge. The challenge to say thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same passion and intensity as we daven to him when we're in an Eis Sorah. That's perhaps the interpretation of Basmeir Kabas Estra. I'll add a story which I may have said before, but it's one of my favorite stories, and it brings out the point very well. Rabbi Chananya Cholak is the head of Ezer Mitzion, an amazing chesed organization in Eretz Yisrael that focuses largely on medical chesed, an amazing man, an amazing organization. One time, in order to run this organization, he met with one of the benefactors of Ezer Mitzion, and the fellow came from America, and he came all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and he met with Chananya Cholak. And then they were meeting very late one night, and it was gone midnight, it was nearly 1 o'clock in the morning, and Chananya Cholak, the head of Ezer Mitzion, said to his American friend, he said, so when are you going back? He said, well, in the morning. He said, have you been to the Kotel yet? So he said, no. So he said, well, listen, I want to go. He said, he doesn't marry yet. He goes, no. So he goes, perfect. So let's go now. We'll go to the Kotel. So the two of them went off. This is very late at night in Yerushalayim. They get there. It's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. They walk towards the wall. Baruch Hashem, we've been there. We've done it. And we, you know, that time of night, there's a cool breeze. They're walking towards the Kaisel. And they see a fellow daven with an intensity, with a passion that neither of them have seen before. He's shuckling, he's crying. And Rav Chananya Cholak says to his friend, look, I don't know what this person's particular problem is, but let's try and help him out. If it's a medical issue, I will do whatever I can through Ezer Mitzion. We'll try and put him in touch with the best doctors. We'll help him with medical chesed, whatever it may be. And if it's a financial issue, then maybe you can help him. You're a big bad stalker. You give very generously. The friend said, with pleasure, no problem. So wait for the person to finish davening. He sort of takes his steps back away from the wall and he leaves, kisses the wall and leaves. So Chananya Cholak goes over to him and says, listen, tell me, I can see your davening. Is there a problem? The fellow said, no. He goes, look, maybe you don't know who I am. My name is Chananya Cholak. I run Ezer Mitzion. If there's a medical issue, I'm happy to help you out. He said, no medical issue. He said, maybe there's a financial issue. There's a financial issue. My friend here is a big bald stock. He'll be very happy to help you. He goes, no financial issue. So Chananya Cholak says to him, listen, you got to help me. You got to tell me. We both came here. We both stopped in our tracks to see you daven the way you daven. You know, why are you davening with such passion and intensity? What is the problem? So the fellow said, there's no problem, but I'll tell you why I'm here. He said, tonight, my wife and I married off our 10th and youngest child, and we just came to say thank you. We just came to say thank you. That gentleman was like Sora Meinu, Bas Mea Kabas Esrim, that the way he said, Ivdves Hashem B'Simcha Mizmer L'Soido, was with the same passion and intensity as he says, Yancho Hashem B'Yom Soros Tehillim Perek Chof. Fabulous idea.
Okay. Can I just say something quickly on that? Because I just heard that the Pesuk in Pesachas Yodecha Masbir L'chol Chayrot Soin and Hoidil Hashem Kitov Kilam Chastoi both have 24 words and 7 letters, because it just shows that 24/7 one should just as much thank as one asks, which is pretty much what you just said.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you for adding that. Thank you. Lovely. Okay, let's press on. So we know we're going to press on, but we're not going to actually leave the first Pesuk. The Pasuk says, Me'er shonav esrim shonav eshev shonim shnei chayei sara. Now, there is a famous medrash, which I believe I've said in the past, but I want to use a different idea or just develop it further. And this idea I saw in the writing of Rabbi Jeremy Finn, my dear brother-in-law, and his new sefer, The Heart of the Parsha, and he adds something very, very interesting. So there's a medrash. There's a famous medrash, which I've got here in box number 2 in after paragraph 2. It's a medrash in Bereshis Rabbah on this week's Parsha. Rabbi Akiva haya yoyshev v'dayresh v'atzibu misnamni. Amazingly, this medrash gives any teacher some comfort. Even the great Rabbi Akiva was darshaning, was giving a drasha, and his students were misnamnim. They were dozing off, they were slumbering, they were falling asleep. So he wanted, bikesh la'iron, says the medrash, he wanted to sort of arouse them, to wake them up. Mara so Esther shetim leichal kol sheva v'esrim ameh medina. What was it that Esther did that she merited to rule over 127 provinces? Elatova Esther shei bas pita shel sora shechoyse kuf v'chav v'zayin v'tinechal kuf v'chav v'zayin v'din. It's beautiful. It says the Medrash that Esther Malka can come and reign over 127 countries in merit of Sora Imenu, her great 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 grandmother, who lived 127 years. And the obvious question is, what on earth is the connection? Just because Sora lived 127 years, what's the middah k'neged middah that Esther ruled over 127 provinces? So they give the following moshel, which, like I say, I think I've shared once in the past. that a person is given a prize. Imagine for every year of service for the king, he is given one country. So if you break it down, that if you're given, let's say, the whole of England for 1 year's service, for 1 month's service, he can be given a large city, let's say London. And let's say for 1 week, he's been given a sort of a large part of London, let's say northwest London. And for 1 day, he's given a large area, let's say Barnet. And therefore, for 1 hour, he's given the whole of Hendon. And for 1 minute, he's given several streets in Hendon. And for 1 second, he's given several houses in Hendon. So for 1 second of service, a person gets enormous wealth. The point is that each moment of Avodas Hashem is given eternal reward. And for every moment that Sarah lived a life full and productively, Sarah Imenu's life was therefore lived so productively and fully that her descendant, Esther Malka, was given 127 provinces. That's the idea. A person, the message that Rabbi Akiva was trying to give his Talmidim was the importance of utilizing time well. And therefore he was telling his slumbering students that don't schluff, don't waste your time, invigorate yourselves, utilize your time well, because the eternal rewards are way better than a few houses per second, etc. Okay, now, there is a comment of Rabbeinu Avraham, the son of the Vilna Gaon. If you look at the next box, says the Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Vilna Gaon, from last week's parsha, that Sarah Imenu insisted that Yishmael be banished and distanced from Yitzchak because of Yishmael's time wasting. Says Rabbeinu Avraham, she saw that this Yishmael was metzachik, he was sort of laughing around and he was speaking in an unrefined way. And he was sort of wasting time and just messing around like kids tend to do. And that interfered with acquiring Shlemus, perfection. That if Yitzchak is going to get together with Yishmael and hang out with him and be influenced by him, he'll waste his time. And he'll fall short of the shlemus of the perfection which is expected of Yitzchak. So says Rabbeinu Avraham, the son of the Gaon, that the real issue that Sarah wanted to distance Yishmael from Yitzchak was because she saw in Yishmael his time-wasting attributes. Fine. The difficulty is, says Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the great Rosh Hashiva, surely Yishmael was doing things far worse than just wasting his time. It's Rashi again in last week's parasha. When Rashi says, Vateres ben Hogar HaMitzvah, so Sarah saw ben Hogar HaMitzvah, Hashem Yod El Avram, Metzachik, Rashi tells us the three things that Yitzchak was getting up to. Metzachik, says Rashi, Loshen Avodah Zarah, K'mesh Ne'emar, Vayakum Letzachik, Dovarach Eloshen Gilurah, he was involved in immorality, K'mod HaTeima Letzachik Bi, Dovarach Eloshen Letzich, he was involved in murder, etc., etc. So Yishmael was doing things far worse than just time wasting. He was involved in the Gimel Averis Chamuras, in the three cardinal Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gilo Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. So why was Sarah bothered by the time wasting? Well, what does Rabbeinu Avraham ben Hagra mean? So the answer, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, is this. For Yitzchak to be one of the Ovis, Sarah knew that the key is appreciating the value of time. A person can do Averis, but a person could do tshuva for his averus, even averus chamurus as shvichas domim averuzor and gilurayas. But wasting time is such a bad midah that there's no way he's going to achieve the shlemus that he needs to achieve if he's not utilizing his time well. And that was something which was so such an anathema to Sarah. It was that which troubled her more than anything else. We mentioned once in another shir a beautiful vase regarding Orla. We saw, if you look at the top of the next page, a special bracha is given to the farmer who keeps the mitzvahs of Arla. What's Arla? For the first 3 years, a farmer is not allowed to reap the benefits of his produce, which is difficult. Why does he get a special bracha here? You can understand that with other, it's not the first time the farmer has to give up his money. trumas and maestros and so many leket, shikhopeya, and so many other things that the farmer has got to part with his wealth with. So why dafka arlot does he get this special bracha? So I once saw beautiful pshat. Arlot is different. With everything else, I'm reaping in my harvest and I've got to give away a certain amount, 10% to maisa, 2% to truma, whatever it may be. But I'm keeping the rest. So I know that money comes and money goes. But arlo, when I'm just sitting there and watching and wasting time, that irritates, that goes to the very, that eats up a person. Sort of squandering time is very hard to swallow. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of that and gives a special bracha. The statement goes, and not quite know, I don't know exactly the source of it, but the statement goes, Adam doyeg alibudomov, ve'ele doyeg alibudomov. A person worries about losing money, but doesn't worry about wasting time. How stupid. Domov chayzrin, yomov inun chayzrin. His money can come back, but his days can never be replenished. And that's really the message. That's the idea, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, that what bothered Sarah was seeing Yishmael waste time, and that was a bad thing, that was a bad influence for Yitzchak, much more than the Averis Chamuris that he was committing. And that really is the message of Rabbi Akiva in this week's Parsha. But Rabbi Akiva says in the first pasuk that Sarah lived 127 years. She lived a full and productive life. Each moment was lived to the full. And in that zuchus, that Esther Malka was able to rule over 127 provinces. And it was the concept of the eternal value of time which Rabbi Akiva used to wake up his students. Okay, let's press on. So the next pasuk base. But Thomas Sarah, we're in paragraph 3. By Thomas Sarah Bekiras Arba Hechevrein, by Yahweh Avram Lisbod, the Sarah Veliv Kaiso. Says Rashi famously, Lisbod, the Sarah Veliv Kaiso, the Nismicho Misa Sarah Lakedas Yitzchok. What is the Smichas Parshas? What's the connection of the beginning of this week's Parsha, the death of Sarah Imenu, and the end of last week's Parsha, the Akedah? Lefi, says Rashi, Shalidei Besura Sakeda. Because of the news of the Akedah that her son Yitzchok had been offered up or sort of had been bound up and was going to be Nishchat, but Kimat Shele Nishchat, and he just about got away with it, when she heard that shocking news, Parchon Nishmosim Imenu Mesa, her Nishama departed and she died. Now, let's take a look at the Pirush of the Melitz Yosheh, which I found in the writings of the Talei Oris. Take a look. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel on the base. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not playing jokes, not playing tricks on people. He's not this sort of cruel jester who's trying to be unfair. But Ein Hu Oimed B'Nisoyin Adam, Asher Lo Yochu La'amed B'Oisim Nisoyin. He doesn't give us challenges and tests, things that we cannot accomplish. Any challenge, any test that comes our way, is we have the koichos to overcome it. What is considered a nisoyin for one tzaddik, for one person, and he is expected to pass that particular nisoyin. For another person, that's beyond his reach. It's not expected of him. It's too much. Avram Avinu was expected to pass the Nisoyin of the Akedah. And he was given the Koichas to withstand it. And indeed, he withstood that challenge. He overcame the Nisoyin. And he didn't let his mercy overpower his logic. But that wasn't the truth for Sarah. This concept of knowing that Yitzchok was going to be shechted, it took her, it was too much for her, and it was beyond her reach. We don't find any criticism of Tzara for it. We're just told, like Rashi says, she heard about the Akedah, she died. There's no criticism. On the contrary, Adarabba, Apostle Zed, Doshul Chazal, Kyoise Basmeik, Bas Esrim, Lechait, all of her years were free of sin. So there's no blame for Sarah. It's just a reality that what is expected of one person is not expected of another person. Now, with that, with this concept, the Chidush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, makes a very interesting insight in the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel on the Bay says, Il mole nogdua lechananya misho bazaria polchul etzavo. Were it not for the fact that, had they tortured Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, they would have bowed down to idols. What does that mean? We know that Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah jumped into a fiery furnace when the threat of bowing down to Azariah, or jumping in the fiery furnace, they jumped in the fiery furnace and they survived. But says the Gemara, had they been tortured, physically harmed, they wouldn't have coped. Polchul et Salmo, they would have bowed down to the idol. Says the Chiddush Ari, Kloimar, Ilu hoy malkim u'meyashim es Hananya Mishael v'Azariah. Had they hit them and abused them, hoy mishtachavim letzelem, they couldn't have tolerated it, and they would have bowed down to the idol. Shekein omnam hoy muchonim nisari v'lomus hakidosh Hashem. They were willing to literally give up their lives and to jump into a fire. Ach lo hoy muchonim nisari v'yisurei guf m'mushachim. But they would not be able to tolerate ongoing, enduring yisurin. Says the Chiddush Arim, what's the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara this sort of being disparaging about Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah? Is it trying to minimize their incredible achievements, their very lofty levels? Well, what's the Gemara saying? And Limdu Eisonu Chazal says the Chiddush Arim, Ki Loi Menasa Kodesh Baruch Eisa Adam Ela Benisoyin Asher Golu V'Yodu Alefonov Hakodesh Baruch Hu. It only tests a person, ki only with something ki yuchul ha'odim lamed by, with a test that person is able to cope with. Kivin shegalu ha'yel lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu kula yuchul disbal yisurei guf. Hakadosh Baruch Hu measures the yisurin for each person and the nisyonos for each person, and he says that they could cope with, but not that. Lo hevi kazois aleihem, therefore he wouldn't bring that upon them. For lo nisa isom ele b'nisyon ha'streif asher b'yachul lamed. U'mikan. Says the Chiddush Arim, this is a very important principle for every person to know. Every challenge that a person is challenged with, it's within his ability, he has the strength to overcome it. And he can rise up against that challenge. And what's a challenge for one person, another person may not be able to do that, may not be able to cope with it. But whatever challenge a person has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them the wherewithal to cope with that challenge. It says the Gra is quoted again, the Talei Oris brings the Oris HaGra, the bottom box of the page. Rabbeinu HaGra, Zal Omar, Nikar Niflosov HaBor Yisbar Shema. It's recognizable the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemachazik liyetzeh hara, kumo kosher b'chevel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to the yetzeh hara like a ball of string. Ve'ein manichnes elashum adam elakafi hashir shiyoch la'adam nishbar yisay. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rolls out exactly, so measures out exactly the right amount that each person can endure. And that's the message, therefore, of the Smichas HaParshas, that Tzora Imenu was unable to cope with the news of the Akedah, but Avraham Avinu was able to remind us that every single person is given the challenges in life exactly tailor-made for him or for her. It's a very important and a very powerful message. So let's just review quickly the three ideas that we shared tonight. The first idea is the connection of Nishmas, the halacha that we had earlier, quoted by Rabbi Yisrael Besser in his lovely Sefer Nishmas, I think in the name of Aaron Tabak. And that is that the famous Rashi, that Sara Imenu was Bas Meir Kabas Esrim, and the idea alludes to this concept of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same intensity as when we turn to him in salvation. And therefore, Sora Imenu was a Bas Meir Kabas Esrim. She said Mizmor L'Sodo with the same intensity as she said the Yamcha Hashem B'Yom Sora, and the story of Rabbi Hananya Cholak. Every moment counts. The famous Medrash to Bekiva, to try and invigorate and wake up his students, he told them that Sora Imenu lived for 127 years, and in the Zuchus of that, her descendant Esther Malka ruled over 127 provinces. And the idea is to remind the students that every moment of lived properly will give benefits which are beyond our understanding. And the Rav Ram, the son of Avigdor Gaon, says that really that was the idea that Tzora Imenu tried to distance Yishmael from Yitzchok, not because of the Gimel Averis Chamurus. That is rectifiable, as it were. But something which is even worse than that is the time-wasting attributes that she saw in Yishmael that Tzora couldn't tolerate. It says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro that for Yitzchok to be one of the obvious, the key was appreciating the value and the beauty and the gift of time. And that is mirrored by this special bracha that is given to the farmer of Arla, because he can tolerate parting with money, but wasting time is just unpalatable. And lastly, this connection of this Meir Tzeisha, this beautiful idea, that's an important idea, that a person, that the connection of Smich Saparshus of last week's Akeda and this week's death of Sarah is to teach us that everything is tailor-made, that what was good for Avram was not for Sarah, because it was tailor-made for Avram. He was given the ability, the Keuchus, to pass, to stand up to this Nisoyen, but it wasn't a Nisoyen for Sarah, and therefore there's no complaint that she didn't make it, because this was not her Nisoyen. And that's pshat with the Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah. They says the Gemara in Ksubas that they jumped, they passed the test of the fiery furnace, but had they been given Yisurin, they would not have endured it. And it's not a disparaging rock, says the Chiddush Rim. What it's teaching us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives made to measure, tailor-made Nisyonos for each and every one of us. Mitzvah Hashem, we should not be challenged with Nisyonos, and only be able to say Mizmor Lasoda with passion and intensity.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.